Dumb fun.
Wow, and ho, ho, ho. Welcome into 30 Characters. Here we go. It's Christmas. We're doing something a little different for the holidays this year. We're each going to do a little mini blogs as we prepare for the holidays. Mini vlogs, mini audio logs. God, I wish the others were here to help, like, correct me on what I'm talking about. But suffice to say, we're each going to do a little recording as we prepare for the holidays. For the 12 days of Christmas, you guys, there are 12. And it's I get day one, lucky me. And it is my day to go out and do the gift shopping. And so I'm shopping for mom. I'm shopping for, well, not dad, my dad died this year, but I'm shopping for stepdad and all the other stuff.
So here,
this is a deep, it's weird because I almost feel like a generational call right now. Yes.
Andrew. Hello. Yes, it's your father.
Oh no. Okay. Hi.
Hey, how's
Merry
it going?
Christmas. Good. I was just about to go gift shopping.
That's why I visited you.
How, real question, how did hearts just come out of your hands on the Zoom?
That really happened for the audience listening at home.
Did it really?
Can we all do that?
Is that a thing? Well, I am up in heaven.
Oh yes, my God, he did it again.
What's going on?
What is that?
See it with you guys.
I'm sorry, Dad. I would love to be engaged in the miracle of your appearing to me this Christmas, but all I can, how are you doing that?
I don't know.
Okay, this seems like satanic black magic and sick shit. I gotta get out of here. I'm going Christmas shopping. I'm going to the
bar. But hold on, Andy, hold on.
What?
I want to do something really funny.
Okay.
Give everybody a gift from me under the tree.
That's the funny thing you want to do?
Well, yeah. But just everyone individually gets a treasure map.
Everybody individually. Do you mean in the world?
No, at Christmas with your family that was also my family. Like maybe a brother.
Now you're not even trying to do it and hearts are just coming out of your hands.
I don't know.
This is such an incredible, I'm sort of touched, you know, almost by the expression of love and power.
We almost have to put the video out. Do we have to put the video out?
My dead father has somehow figured out all the Zoom effects that you can do.
And I'm just trying different positions.
I know. That's... look, Dad, tell
me
more.
What if butterflies came out?
Tell me more about the treasure map.
Yes, I want everyone to get their own individual treasure map. But yeah, I want it because we're
Go on, you mentioned that part.
You can get it at like a Long John Silver's or something. But then have a special act just for each person that is goes right to where Elvis lived in Memphis. And we're going to celebrate Christmas together with the Presleys.
In Graceland.
Yeah. Yeah. Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to Graceland.
Cut to Matt's apartment. Damn, dude. Is Andy going to come pick us up to go shopping or no?
I don't know. Have you seen this new magic trick that I have?
I really tried to make it out of the house. You guys, hello? I'm on the answering machine. I really tried to make it out of the house, you guys. My dad keeps figuring out all these Zoom tricks and showing them to me.
Oh, dude, no wonder you're staying it in. Okay.
Yeah, I thought
is this the voice? I'm talking to the voicemail. I'm talking to the answering machine.
And I'm just leaving.
We should let everyone know it's 1996.
And I'm leaving a space in case Joe is talking there, but I'm going to talk again. He's talking a lot about his treasure map, but mainly I'm just interested in these reactions. So I'll just leave you guys to get the gifts. I trust you guys, whatever you guys want to get for our accountant, our producer, all those guys. I trust you.
In case you can hear me through the answering machine, we're going to go to the Old Orchard Mall around 4 if you want to meet us there.
Hey guys, it's me. Sorry to call back, but I just wanted to say that just in case you do still want to meet up, I'm gonna go at 4 o'clock to the New Orchard Mall. So I'll see you guys. Oh, but
he's going to the wrong orchard, Joe.
Well, hang on, Matt. Let me just try and message him through the. Hang on. Yeah, okay. That sounds good. We'll meet you there if you can hear me through the voicemail.
I wanted to go to Uncle Julio's. Now we have to go to Aunt Julio's at the New Orchard.
Oh, dude, yeah. And now we're going to have to go to the Orange store.
Hey, guys, can we go to Apple Julius?
I think you mean Apple Brutus, but okay.
All right, I got to go. Click.
Okay. So, Matt, do you think that works then? If
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm totally cool. Although I do have to go to the Jewel later and get all the groceries for dinner.
Yeah. I know we're not even sitting in the same room and whispering, but I know we can kind of hear each other, I mean, mentally or whatever.
Yeah, telepathically, sure.
Yeah. Hey, make sure not to – I know Andy's not here, but in case he somehow can hear us, let's not talk shit about him. Even though it does look stupid, the no sleeves thing, you're right, it is dumb.
Yeah, I bring it up a lot. He thinks that I'm kidding, but in fact, I'm very serious.
Yeah. But let's not say anything because otherwise, like – I mean, I don't know if – your message hasn't gone off yet, right? The answering machine thing?
No, mine hasn't gone off yet. I want to get to the bottom of this car wreck. I haven't heard shit one yet what actually happened, but I guess we'll have to imagine it was fine. Sure wish I could hear more about it, but maybe at the Jewel somebody will know.
Hey guys, it's me. Did you know that also if you do a thumbs up, like a little thought bubble comes up and it shows you that it's a thumbs up? Yeah, it's a lot. All right, I gotta go.
That's a weird voicemail that he left. But, Joe, you want to just go take a nap and then head to the New Orchard Mall?
Yeah, so let's have Andy go do whatever he's going to do, and you and I just won't talk and take naps.
I mean, I think that was the premise to begin with, but we did sort of hijack it. But
it seems like a lot of time has gone by now, and it seems like I don't have time to shop, really.
No, let's go.
I mean, I could. We could just – I could, You know what? And I actually just remembered they tore down the New Orchard Mall because it was so old.
Wait,
so I'm gonna go to the Old Orchard Mall, which is the new one.
No, we're on the wrong side of town.
See you guys there around 4.
Cut to 4 p.m. Old Orchard Mall.
Okay, well, I showed up at the Spencer's Gifts, which is where I always meet the boys.
I do love the outside Spencer's Gifts. It's a fun time. You got to walk outside to get there. That's a good one.
Thank you guys for getting here. I thought you guys weren't going to make it. I thought you'd take a nap or something. I left you like 7 messages.
Yeah, dude, I know. So, I mean, Andy, what are you looking for specifically?
Well, let's just roll through the Spencer's Gifts, as a matter of fact, because I bet I can check off everything for my family here.
As long as Spencer isn't here, really, it's kind of...
Andy, don't forget about the maps!
And oh, I just remembered I have to go by Long John Silver's in the food court and get some maps. I think that's part of the premise somehow.
Yeah, there was a long voicemail you left where you were talking to your dad. I don't think you knew you were recording, but it was like a 7-minute voicemail.
Really? Oh, that's great. Maybe we can use that on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll start the podcast with the voicemail you left.
Yeah, if it was recording anyway. Could you hear my dad on it?
The dog could. The dog started barking when it heard your dad.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Dogs
That's
hated
not like
my
an
dad
offense
in life.
On your dad.
No, dogs always hated him in life.
Hello, boys?
Oh, yes?
It's me, the lady from The Conjuring.
I've never seen The Conjuring. Are you Annabelle?
No. So I shouldn't be putting on an old voice because I'm young in the movie, but I'm old now.
Okay,
it's based
all right.
on a thing from a long time ago.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Do you run the Spencers?
I was going to go in myself and get some goof nanny things for when I go to people's houses to lie to them about it being haunted.
Mm.
You know when you grab a couple of goof nannies and bring it over to someone's house?
Yeah. Is that a word that means like a prank object?
A what?
Like a prank object, like a Chinese finger cuffs. Maybe we don't
call
it
Oriental,
that anymore.
But yeah.
I don't think definitely don't call it that. They're Occidental, as far as I know.
Occidental. What does that mean?
Means Western. Oh, you know, Orient means East and Occident means West.
So we can say it is what you're saying, Andy Fleming.
So you're not Annabelle.
No. That's a doll that was possessed that I helped stop being possessed.
So you're real or fake?
Congratulations.
I'm real. The movie's even based on a real... My name's Lorraine Newman.
Wait, like the SNL cast member?
SNL?
Wait, maybe not. Hang on.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Now, assuming
my name is Garrett Morris.
Assuming you're typing in Google, is what is my own name?
I'm just going to look in the internet. I don't have a phone. Oh, look, no. Lorraine... What did I say?
Newman.
Oh, Lorraine Warren's my name. My husband's Ed. And we are American paranormal investigators. That's right. We sure are. Howdy.
Oh, wow. They're both here.
Yep. It's me, Edward John Wayne Warren.
I'm just glad you're not Lorraine Newman.
Well, no, I'm here too. I was kind of underrated on SNL, I think.
Oh, no, but I'm talking to Newman.
Oh.
I'm stand-up comedian Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, hey, Jerry.
Oh, me and my husband are big fans of you because you're vanilla.
Oh, cut it out. Come on now.
Famous.
Oh, that's from another show we watch, even though we don't have kids.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I was recently in Baltimore and I went to a restaurant.
Ooh, that handsome Matt Rife.
Hello, that's me.
He makes me rife with wet panties.
Wow. Is that the lady from The Conjuring? Stop sending me your panties.
Is that Matt Rife?
I don't know who it is, but I've been getting them in the mail.
Oh, I thought it was Jerry Seinfeld. Who was
lady?
That's
right.
Who are you? Oh, okay.
I decided after the fact.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, you guys, I'm Spencer from Spencer's Gifts. You guys got to get up out of my store, okay? I can't have this kind of wackiness up in Spencer's Gifts. You got, I mean, things are crazy. But this is too crazy, man. This is too crazy for Spencer's Gifts.
What do you mean? I come here for gifts. I need gifts.
But you guys are being too crazy, man. At Spencer's Gifts, we like things buttoned down. I mean, look at this. This is a condom for an old man, and it's actually just one of those little Band-Aids you put on your pinky when you cut it sewing.
I'd definitely still use it.
I would also... Can I get a poster of two almost naked women that's mostly sold to 13-year-old boys?
Oh, hell yeah, man. We got the entire Maxim catalog in poster form right over here, baby. Spencer, Spencer's Gifts.
Now, wait a minute. I'm sensing something in this naked poster.
Oh, no.
Spencer, are these two people that you forced to pose naked?
I don't know the answer to that. I thought you were just talking, going to look at it with a black light.
Well, let's do it.
Wow, no, please
lots
don't.
Of cum all over it.
Spencer, are you jizzing on those?
Come on. How do you know it's not spit or blood?
No,
or urine?
Not human cum. I'm sensing someone's dad is here. Backing off.
Andy, stay away from those posters.
Oh boy. Guys. This is what
the
thing
about the maps to Long John Silver's was to distract from the fact that I've been jacking off on the posters
I know.
The Spencer's Gifts.
This is why the real reason why I wanted to come to the Spencer's Gifts. It was my dad's favorite place in life. Whenever he was lost, he would come and walk through the Spencer's Gifts, and sure enough, his head would get cleared again. And he'd usually leave, well, let's face it, a tablespoon or two of jizz on those posters. And that's why, I just wanted to be here because to me, being at home for the holidays just means going to Spencer's.
Hey, what are you man up, you pussy?
Come on, man. Dad, don't yell that while there's hearts coming out of your mouth.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
Put your pinkies down, you fancy ass. Look, being yelled at by the ghost of my dad inside of Spencer's Gifts while his ectoplasm cum drips off of a poster, that's Christmas to me, guys. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry if this ruined your holidays, but to me, this is Christmas.
Andy, Cindy Crawford was my favorite.
Wait a minute, that's Matt's dad.
Hey, I know it's late at night, but can you guys give me that Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue?
Wait, I know what happened here. There's a Wendy's in the food court, and I think there's a bathroom.
Well, first of all, Andy, I died at a McDonald's. The fact that you try to class it up every time is bothersome. Well, I died at McDonald's.
I always know that it's not a DJ Humpty situation. I know that you did not get busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Not that time, no. I did once. Well, I got busy living or I got busy dying in a
goddamn
McDonald's
bathroom.
Andy?
Huh?
If I may,
Lorraine
Warren.
Right, Condrane.
And me, Lorraine Newman.
Saturday Night Live.
Legend.
We think it's important that you found this Spencer's. And honestly, you're right. The meaning of Christmas is goofy gifts. Little goof nannies that you can give to your friends and family. Shot glasses. Dice. Card games. Things that bring us up. Neon lights.
Mm-hmm.
Things that bring us all to disco lights.
Mm-hmm.
Things that bring us fuzzy dice. Fuzzy dice.
A Rubik's Cube.
Things that bring us all to get shot glasses.
You said that one. That was the first one.
Wait,
hold on. Is she playing the pyramid? Seems like things that bring joy. It seems like you're playing the pyramid.
Spencer, things of Spencer's guests.
Things. Ceilings.
Things my dad comes on.
Oh, poster of naked women. Wait, hang on. Is that the only answer or are there more?
I don't look. Can you just get to your point about why you wanted me to come to the Spencer's guests?
Well,
why you think it's
hoping
good?
Hoping you'd find the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, it seems like I did. Seems like I did. I had a big emotional moment. It was about 5 minutes ago. Seems like we should have ended there.
That's not the 30 characters way.
Well,
it's me, Santa. I know all about 30 characters. Ho ho ho.
Look, suffice to say that this little blog that I was recording for the podcast, it didn't go the way that I wanted it to, and none of this went according to plan. But I think that when we catch up with Joe or Matt next week, whoever it is, I think that you guys will see how hard it is to do this and live your life over the holidays while trying to be a professional podcaster.
Andy, ho ho ho! Maybe you hijack theirs as well. Could lead to a lot of fun.
Were Matt and I not supposed to be involved at all?
Yeah, I wanted to do a solo one-man show about Christmas. Lights, please.
Oh, Linus, hello.
No, can you guys turn the lights off and stop, please?
With Andy, Joe, and Matt. With Matt, Joe, and Andy. With Joe. Matt and Andy. Bitch.
Phone dumb.